Hey, everybody, and welcome to the July Skewedcast for Skewed and Reviewed. It's hard to believe we're getting near the final days of July. Actually, we are in the final day of July. Can you believe that? Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be opening to the masses in just a couple of hours, and we've already seen it. Well, at least two of us have already seen it, but we've got our Comic-Con recap for you guys. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, and we're doing a little bit of a shorter show setup, but... Joseph is actually out in Seattle eyeing some locations for a new streaming project we're going to be looking at. But with us, as always, is Justin from the Arizona office. And the Mrs. Jen is here to talk about some of the great stuff at Comic-Con. So we're going to be getting to that really quick. Wanted to just do a brief introduction to some of the things that we have coming up. And... in terms of DVDs, and we've got Hell on Wheels Season 3 is available on Blu-ray and DVD currently. Very good action-oriented drama set in the Old West, and it looks really good, especially on a Blu-ray. I have to admit, I have not really followed the show much before this release had come out, and I was able to get caught up with it. Really gripping, really visually stunning, and it is available right now. You will want to check that out. Also available from Disney Home Entertainment for video gamers like us, Need for Speed. And don't let the fact that it's a video game-based movie fool you. If you're a fan of the Fast and the Furious or car racing films, you're actually going to find this better than you expected. And a lot of good special effects. The great thing about it is they didn't go heavy on the CGI. They used a lot of real practical effects to it. It is available on VHS and Blu-ray, and of course the Blu-rays come with bonus contents as well as the ultraviolet edition, so you can download it and take it on the go, which, believe me, is a very valuable thing to have now. We're going to be doing a full write-up on this later, but I wanted to mention the SteelSeries H Wireless. They announced their World of Warcraft Siberia headset earlier, but if you have a need for a multi-system, because it runs Windows, Mac OS X, Android, iOS, PlayStation, and Xbox. It is a very comfortable yet powerful wireless experience. It cuts the cords on their standard H series, and you get exceptional audio with a brilliantly designed headset. Now, we've talked many times about the Steel series, because we're big fans of them here. And one of the great things is that you don't have to be chained to one specific device. One of the great things... it's sturdy, it's lightweight, it's very visually appealing, but you don't have to sacrifice any power or elegance. So, you know, people say, well, why has it got a $300 price tag? Well, it's literally the only headset you're ever going to need. And it has the ability to give you, you know, fantastic audio for your television needs, for your home stereo system needs, as well as your gaming. It's got a live mix setting, so, you know, graphic equalizers, and you can set it up that way. It has a frequency response in the 20 hertz range. It's lightweight, it's powerful. It's got a 40-foot wireless range on a straight line, and you have ports everything from analog input-output, mini USB, optical input-output. It's got a rechargeable lithium-ion battery with 20 hours per pack of typical usage, and as well as a retractable microphone, so you're going to want to check that out. And finally, which I think we can all agree, it's been exceptionally hot lately and huge. We'll be talking about that at Comic-Con. And for those of you that are lucky enough to have a pool or a cooler area outside, sometimes you don't want to leave that environment and you want to have a very nice, you know, refreshing time with a entertainment experience. Well, that's where I love Serene Pro speaker. Comes in. It's a Bluetooth speaker that's available for smartphones and music players, and it's all in a black and white color. It's very sleek cone design, offers true wireless as well as water and splash proof AC operated unit. It's got a very powerful Aura engine, and it's in a weather resistant housing, which provides Bluetooth with true wireless support. Top-mounted mic, music control, voice prompts, that sort of thing. It is integrated rechargeable battery with an AC adapter. Now, we're just really putting this through its paces, but one of the things about this is that you can out poolside on the you can turn on your track music and you can just let it play. And you have a track maker. If you open up a monitor of some kind and play a movie, a track poolside, you can do that as well. So that's, you know, about it. It's very sturdy, a track leak design. And we'll be putting that and doing a longer later down the road. All right, so Comic-Con, the mad rush, the crazy, all the wonder, and also at the frustratingly crazy of the convention. A lot of stuff going there, and I think people have been on some less expectations about what we expected to see in Hall A. For I'll verify this. Hall A famous in the movie. Also have do the big studio previews. It seats 65 to 60 people, and lining up. Camping to get spots to this. Told that people started lining up at 7 o'clock the night before, and that there were over 10 to 12,000 people to get one of the tickets. We knew some people that didn't quite make the cut. One in particular, Chris Picard. We've had him. He traveled on because he was convinced he was going to get the first Jurassic. And he said he waited in line and he they cut 20 feet from and I said, Chris, soon after count. If you're going to risk you're going to have you might not get into tons of other non-panel related that that time. So off with that keep that this is a backstory. Let's talk about could get into some of the things we were surprised that start off with some of the things for us.
Well, I covered that Comic-Con offered. More panels and the players. Music panel. Music and more than 1,000 songwriters. Dallas President, producer, some of the more interesting, Very accurate.
What does it raise up? They showed some stuff for Age of Ultron, Interstellar, the trailer that they released December 15th, 2017. What does it raise up? What does it mean?